last Monday we talked to Laura. And Laura said that her mom is, you know, a really nice soul and felt bad that Laura's ex-husband was going to be spending Thanksgiving on his own. And actually, the ex-husband, if I remember right, didn't he reach out to the mom and say, hey, I'm going to miss being with you guys?
Yeah, like he did this whole, woe is me, I'm going to be alone for Thanksgiving. And so the mom fed into it and was like, yeah, come over for our Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I blacked out during the whole story because there's no... It doesn't even matter what the story is. That's not okay for mom to invite ex-husband to Thanksgiving dinner.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie where the ex-husband comes over and, you know... By the way, there is a lot that went on between Laura and the ex over the summer that she didn't tell mom about. Like, it wasn't a very amicable divorce at the end.
It was messy.
It kind of got messy. Well, mom didn't know all that, so mom invited him over, and Laura has reluctantly agreed to come back on. Laura...
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. I can't believe you guys called me back. You said you were going to, but I really didn't think you would.
You remember I texted her last night. I was like, hey, do you have a minute to talk?
Yeah. We go ghost on people quite a bit. So tell us what happened for Thanksgiving.
Well, first of all, I got there early and I said to mom that, you know, she really shouldn't have done this. And I was all... you know, strong and guns blazing. And she came back with, well, no, we can rise above it. We're better than this. You know, okay. We need to show compassion. And then, of course, I was all, okay, yeah, you're right. You're fine.
Lorraine's rolling her eyes in here as you speak.
Well, she got me at we're better than this. And
I'd be like, I'm not better than this.
No, Mom.
In fact, I would like to stick him in the oven.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I thought, okay, fine, I can do this. I'll just keep my distance, and we'll get through it. Well, then, you know, he showed up, and right away he comes right in for the hug. Boom. Mm. And I'm not going to lie, he looks really good. He looks really, really good. And I've always found him very attractive. But that's okay. We sat right next to each other the whole time.
Really? They sat you next to him?
Oh, yeah. Oh no, he sat himself next to me. Oh, yeah, he just zoomed right there.
How much wine was consumed at this point, Laura?
Oh, God. Well, he was very attentive. He was very sweet. He was charming. The whole family really likes him. So I thought, okay, I can do this. Fine, we'll do this. We had dinner. We had coffee, dessert. And then... he said, you know, why don't you come over for a little while? I thought, well, I, you know, because we were talking through some things, and it seemed like it was probably a better way to have closure than we had before, because as I told you, our divorce was not good. But this closure seemed to be better. So I said, all right, I'll drive over. He said, no, I just, you know, hop in my car. We'll go to my house. So we did. And we talked a lot, and we had a really good talk. We drank some more. Drank some more, and
really?
When I was laughing with Nicole about this, and I told her, she said, oh, so you moved furniture, didn't you?
Yes,
I plead guilty to moving furniture.
Oh, wow.
It really is a Lifetime movie.
Moved furniture with the ex on Thanksgiving.
Girl.
Yep, I did. And I'll tell you, the furniture moving part of our marriage was always really terrific. So there was never a problem there.
Okay.
So, but just to let you guys know, I'm pretty sure we will not be getting back together.
Okay, so it was like a one-time thing.
Well, the furniture moving might happen again.
Okay.
We might have more furniture to move together. But the issues that... were left really badly last summer were you know resolved, and I feel like this was a good thing. So, you know, I hate to say this, but mom knows best, right?
I mean, mom got you action on Thanksgiving night,
right?
If anything else. Thanks, Mom. Hey,
I'm so embarrassed.
By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Laura. She joined us last Monday, said she was mad that her mom had invited her ex-husband over for Thanksgiving dinner. They had the dinner, and then they ended up moving furniture, which you know if you're a fan of the show what that means.
Yep. Dang.
So, and then you just told Roy that might happen again.
Yeah, it might. It might. Mm-hmm. But we are not going to get back together. We both realize that, you know, that wouldn't work. And it's better that we're not married.
Hold on. I got a good question. Did you spend the night, or did he have to drive you back to mom's house to get in the car and go home?
Well, I was smart enough to move my car from mom's house. Give me some credit, guys.
Okay. Oh, my God. You did a whole sneak thing.
Seriously.
It's like she's a teenager again.
You're coming back from college. All right. Well, Laura.
No kidding. Well, it's her fault. She started all this.
So you're going to do the same thing for Christmas, you think?
Oh, God. I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
The holiday hookup.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Laura.
I'm just going to let things happen. I don't want to plan anything. I have to kind of get over this. It's kind of so funny. Oh, man.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for the update, and good luck to you. Be smart, okay? That's what we'll say. Be smart.
I will. Thanks, you guys. Okay. Thanks a lot. Uh-huh.
All right, that's Laura. All right, now, she put out a perfect scenario that we need to hear from y'all with. Are you divorced, but you either are or have moved furniture even though you guys were divorced? 704-570-9595. Oh. What do you guys think? You think it's going to be a thing or no?
So I would say no personally because, like, I'm a very, like, on or off person. But I know that my aunt has done this with her ex-husband.
And Laura just said it. She's like, everything else was bad, but the furniture moving was always good.
Yeah. Like, I think Loren still thinks what Laura did is a no-no. Like, I think...
I do, too. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you hear how giddy she was? That's how she was excited. On the phone with me last night.
All right, so give us a phone call. 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we heard from Laura, who a week ago was upset because her ex-husband was invited to Thanksgiving by her mom. We come to find out, had her on the show today, Manny, her microphone, come on the show today, and her ex-husband came, loved it, had a good conversation, drank some good stuff, and then they moved furniture. It was the perfect thing.
Which I think is crazy. The second she said he sat next to her at the dinner table, I was like, oh, good, closer for me to... stab you with my fork. But people are texting into the studio, and a lot of people have done this. My husband and I have been separated for a couple years, and instead of finding someone to date or move furniture with, we just still call each other. It's easier that way. And then another one from 980 says, my uncle's parents have been divorced for 20 something years, and they recently got back together. It's super weird, and they're talking about getting remarried.
Wow. I'm just surprised that she knows who her uncle's parents are.
I know.
I don't know if I've ever met my uncle's parents before.
Well, wouldn't your uncle's parents be...
You'd be like your great uncle.
Your uncle's parents? Wouldn't that be your grandparents?
I think my uncles were always so old that both of them have passed away now. I don't even know who their parents were.
Your uncle's parents...
Well, maybe it's by marriage, so maybe that's why they said it that way. Because otherwise you would just say your grandparents.
Yeah, it's my grandpa, not my uncle's parents.
Right,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, through marriage, I don't know who my aunt is on my side of the family. She married my uncle. I don't have any idea who his parents were.
I got you.
Gotcha.
Well, I was like, what do y'all mean you don't know Papa? Oh, my God.
No, not at all.
Right. Hi, Harley and Raquel, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. All right. Good. So what do you think? Is Laura on to something here? We're wondering how many people are divorced but still move furniture with each other.
Well, I can't say that I'm in her position because I'm very happily married. But I feel like it's very hard to find a guy who can really move furniture well. Some of these guys just don't know how to do that. So, hey, more power to her. You know, women have needs just like men do. So, if he knows how to move that furniture really well, honey, you go move that furniture.
Whoa.
Wow.
So, she said there was no issue with that in that department at all. Thanks, Harley.
Man.
But, see, sometimes you can move furniture, Loren, with someone who you are divorced from, and then this can happen.
This is Katie in Charlotte. What happened?
Hi. Yes, it wasn't about me personally. It's actually about my parents. At Super Bowl 2019-88, Washington Redskins were playing, and we're a huge Washington Redskins fans. And after they won the Super Bowl, my parents ended up celebrating with a magnum of champagne and moving furniture. And here I am. I was actually conceived because of moving furniture after the divorce.
Wow. So did they end up getting back together?
They did not. They did not. I mean, if it was up to my dad, they probably would have. He sent a very nice Christmas gift every year after that. But
the damn Redskins, if they hadn't won, you might not be here
yeah,
right now.
I know, I might not be here. So when everybody asks me, like, why are you such a big Redskins fan? Like, how could I not?
That's true.
They might be the only reason I'm here.
I love that. That is a true fan of the team. Thanks.
I know.
Thanks, Katie. All right.
Let's talk with Heather in Boiling Springs. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
There is not enough of money in this world for this moving company to help move that furniture. He's an extra reason. And when I first married him, he was my first relationship. Now, I have went over to my ex-mother-in-law's house for holidays because we do share a son. And my ex-mother-in-law and I, we're friends, and that's my son's family, so no problem there. But like I said, he was my first. I have a wonderful, amazing boyfriend, and let me tell you, I didn't know what I was missing out on.
Ah.
But you could not pay me to move that furniture.
Amen, sister. That's how I feel.
And I kind of feel like if I had an ex and I was moving furniture, I would think about all the things that made them an ex. Like, I would be thinking about that.
Oh, me too.
That'd be going through my head.
Yeah, but if that was always the good part, then on the flip side of it, Roy, you knock everything else out because that was the best part of it. So
you take it
for what it's worth. Thanks, Heather.
Amazing.
I know. I'd be like, oh, gosh. He can't clean up after himself.
Like, that's all I would be thinking, too, is like, if you just put your dishes away when I asked you to, we would still be married.
And this would be fun.
Can I just say, if you take a minute to go back to the Kiss 95.1 app and listen to the podcast, listen to Laura last Monday and listen to the giddy, happy Laura that we heard from this morning.
He must be magical.
They're two different people, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.